everyone. Welcome to Angel Healing House Radio. My name is Claire Candy Hoff. Through my business, Angel Healing House, which can be found at angelhealinghouse.com. I'm a writer and an author, an international radio host, a Reiki master teacher, and an angel practitioner. My inspirational books entitled Angels of Faith and One True Home Behind the Veil of Forgetfulness, and my autobiography, I Am an Angelic Walk-In, are based on my recollections of our life in spirit, and they help us to remember our divine, eternal natures. Through Angel Healing House, I help people to let go of sadness, anger, bitterness, resentment, and regret that has kept them locked in the prison of the past, and I help them to let go of worry, stress, and control, which has kept them focused on an imagined future. And once they are no longer living in the past or the future, they can start to live in the present moment, which is the only place that they can experience synchronicities, miracles, and magic. As an angel practitioner, I help people to see their lives from a higher perspective with the help of an extraordinary group of angels who call themselves the Posse of Angels. Just like my angelic family, the Posse of Angels, I'm very excited to take some of your calls for that free angel advice. You can call into the show on 1-800-930-2819. But before we get to those callers, welcome everyone once again to Angel Healing House Radio. If you're returning to listen, and if you are new to Angel Healing House Radio, it's lovely to have you on board. Here we are in our December. Can't believe that going into a new decade. We're going into a brand new year, new decade in 2020. Now, for those of you who are new, I am part of an angelic family named the Posse of Angels. So you'll hear me mention their names. And it is the Posse of Angels who wish to start the program today by asking a rather strange question. So, who is haunting you? And they are saying that the majority of people would say, well, no one is haunting me. And this might be true, you know, on a conscious level. When it comes to relationships with ex-romantic partners or business partners or mothers, fathers, siblings, our children, many of us, well, we've physically moved on, having very little contact, and may rarely, if ever, speak with them. Everything may seem and appear to be fine on the surface of our lives, but just like a little water bug who chooses to scoot and skim along the water, never really going any deeper than surface level for fear that he will drown, many people do live their lives never realizing that what lies unresolved underneath the surface is actually stopping the fulfillment of their wishes coming true. No matter how diligently they follow the laws of attraction and they say positive affirmations, how much organic food they eat, and how much they meditate, if there are any unresolved feelings of negativity towards anyone, then those feelings will be like the ghosts of holidays past that will haunt and unknowingly steal our energy. In fact, if there's any sadness, anger, bitterness, resentment, regret, judgment, not forgiving, blame, and feelings like we are victims or being triggered or reactive in any way because of another person, then we are allowing them on some level to steal and affect the outcome of our lives. Now, this is a choice which one can make, and we choose to make this because of our free will. And we could be on a default setting of indoctrinated and programmed beliefs and not even know it. Now, the posse of angels, my angelic family, is reminding all of us that this unresolved negativity is so veiled and buried so deep in the past that we have no idea that this haunting energies are actually stopping from manifesting what we desire. In addition, what may trigger us being reactive? It may have nothing to do with what's happening in our present moment, but is merely a symptom of an unresolved relationship issue that has not been brought back into divine alignment. Many times this is our relationship, not with others, but our relationship with ourselves. Take, for instance, the 30-something lawyer who came to see me for a session because he needed some guidance and clarity on his job. He loved being a lawyer. He loved being part of a law firm. But he said that he really needed to make more money, and he wanted to know if he should go into private practice to increase his income. As they do with every one of my clients, the posse of angels started with taking this client back over their life to highlight the people, the choices, and the decisions that contributed to where they currently found themselves along their journey of life. And what became blatantly obvious was that each relationship that this man had seen him settling and compromising his desires to make things right for others, by not speaking up for himself and what his true wishes were, he constantly was giving his power away. He then opened up that what was most troubling him was that his wife kept nagging at him and telling him that he was not providing enough money for her and their son. Her comments were hurtful, and her constant harping about being a poor provider emasculated him. When I asked him about his income, he said it was more than adequate if his wife just stopped overspending. The rest of the session was spent in clearing and cleansing old patterns about his belief that he thought that he was not allowed to communicate his desires openly and honestly with his wife. You know, the funny thing was that he had no problem communicating as a lawyer on behalf of others, but he felt strangled when it came to his own needs. After we did exercises around forgiveness, mainly for himself, and the acknowledgement and the higher reasons that he wrote certain souls into the contract of his life, this client then felt a huge weight of burden had been lifted from his shoulders, and that he was actually allowed by his divine birthright, his divine inheritance, to voice that the treatment from his wife was actually killing his spirit and affecting his ability to work. He also was now strong enough to say that he didn't want to put more pressure on himself by going into private practice and going it alone. Armed with a clear slate of addressing his own ghosts from his past, trying to make it right for everyone else and not making himself a priority, he felt his spirit soar once again. The next day he called and he told me that he had his first honest conversation with his wife about her hurtful, emasculating comments about him not sufficiently providing for the family when it was her overspending that was causing his salary to not be enough. He said that the level of honesty and true caring love that happened as a result between them felt miraculous. This client was so thrilled with his session that in order to build on their new relationship, he paid for his wife to have a session. And when I asked why she had come, she told me that she wished to address the degrading and humiliating way that she spoke to her husband. But during the overview of her life, what came out was that her own father had been an alcoholic. He had been abusive and, in her words, a deadbeat father, and never worked, causing her family such financial heartache. Internalizing this kind of male figure, the way she shielded her beautiful heart, was to become harsh, sarcastic, reactive, triggered by years of shame, hurt, and sadness. With her father not paying any attention to her, she craved the attention from men, and she sought and flirted with and after often obsessive behavior from men. And since she, even though their attention was detrimental to her husband, fast forward to their marriage, and since she was still harboring and being haunted by so much pain, hurt, and anger towards her father, well, she continually lashed out at her husband and criticized him for not providing enough money. For this to be an even greater self-fulfilling prophecy, that the male figure in her life, her husband, was not a good provider, her obsessive choice was to overspend and made sure that her programmed beliefs were correct. Now, the Posse of Angels and I then took her through an acknowledging process, thanking, blessing, and releasing her father, and bringing her relationship with her father back into divine alignment with the light of Source. The weight and heaviness drained away from her face, revealing a soft, sweet, gentle, unconditionally loving countenance, a grace that had been hidden for a very long time. This grace was hidden by her unconsciously holding on to all the pain and darkness from the perpetuation of hatred she had for her father. Renewed with hope and faith in herself again, she was accepting a new approach to life into action by following the signs that the angels would send her to fulfill her dreams. Now, the Posse of Angels did say that they tried to send her signs on how to fulfill those dreams, but because she was so bitter, resentful, and angry, it kept her locked in a prison of the past. It kept her haunted energies and unable to follow the signs that were showing her where to go for direction in the present moment. If you are still being triggered, listeners, and triggered and reactive to anything in your life, it means that there are still unresolved issues within that need to be balanced and brought back to peace, forgiveness, and unconditional love in order to live a life of forgiveness, grace, and ease. Now, another client booked a session as she needed direction to know how to proceed with her life. The opportunities and connections that had been previously free-flowing had all dried up, and she was encountering lots of blocks in making forward movement in the country that she was living in for many years. Now, the Posse of Angels then showed me a vision of the Eiffel Tower, and they showed me that they were wearing very cute berets, or berets, as some people say. I asked the client why they were showing me these references to Paris, and she said that it was confirmation, as she had been receiving lots of signs pointing to France, and there was a job offer in Paris. I asked her if she was given these signs, why? Why was she stopping herself from moving to France? Well, it was at this point that she broke down crying, and she admitted that she had been having a long-term affair with a married man for many years who was her employer, and he had promised her that he would get a divorce and marry her. I explained that the Posse of Angels was lovingly, yet firmly sharing that until she brought this dishonoring relationship into alignment, this was definitely haunting her with her divine natural a divine, eternal nature, her energies again would be haunted by the deceit, and she would not be free in her heart to step forward into the life of her dreams. After doing exercises on forgiveness and cutting the cords with her relationship, my client said that she felt lighter and free to go in the direction of her heart, unencumbered by waiting for her lover to leave his wife, which the posse of angels assured her that he never intended to do. And with so many people getting together with families over the holidays, and with many still harboring those ghosts of unresolved feelings when it comes to especially our biological families, well, the posse of angels is saying that even before you step one foot on a boat, on a plane, a bus, a car, or even step one foot onto a footpath to walk over to a holiday get-together with family, it would be a great idea to start channeling positive energy to the event even before you go. The first thing to remember is that all of us wrote contracts with everyone who appears in our lives, and that includes everyone at your holiday get-together. For some of these souls, we chose for them to be supportive and loving and kind and encouraging. Yet for others, we chose for them to be negative, hateful, sometimes deceitful, judgmental towards us. And although it may surprise you, these souls were just as loving, kind, and helpful as the supportive people. By providing us with contrast, they push our buttons and they affect us so deeply that we made movement forward in our lives. Now, in addition, those that presented us with the most contrast gave us an opportunity to learn and practice tolerance, patience, acceptance, unconditional love and forgiveness for someone who is so different from us. Before getting together with family, sit in quiet reflection and then bring in your higher self and bring in the higher self of each one of those people that irritates you, and then have a dialogue, an inner dialogue, higher self to their higher self, and thank each member of the family and acknowledge that you wrote them into the contract of your life just as they were or just as they are. Otherwise, they would not be there and would not be acting like this. By accepting responsibility for them being in your life, there's no blame and no being a victim. Immediately, you feel lighter and a sense of peace. Then surround them with green healing light, because if somebody is hateful and negative and deceitful and judgmental, it means they're hurting inside and they need your healing and love more than ever. So surround them with that green emerald healing light, and then surround them in pink light of unconditional love. By doing so, they not only will feel on some level that their energies are being fortified and lifted, but you will be boosting your own energies as well, instead of feeding negative energies while dreading that you have to see them once again over the holiday season. Close your eyes. Take a deep, deep breath and visualize all family members getting along, being kind, considerate, respectful, gentle, and loving. See the mood of the get-together through the eyes and feelings of compassion and a general honor and respect for each other's thoughts and opinions, no matter how diverse their opinions are from yours. feel the love that you have for each other, because underneath any feelings that you choose, each and every one of us is divine, as we are a reflection of God's source. No, okay. And the posse of angels knows that this may be difficult to see past what that person has done or said, but rise above these things, see it from an angel's perspective, and know that they were said or done because, again, the person was hurting so much inside. By opening up your heart in this way and sending these loving, compassionate energies ahead of a family event, you just might be surprised how the mood of the get-together may change dramatically and be so much more enjoyable than in years past. So please do remember that what may be seemingly causing conflicts and unrest in your life, stopping you from living the life of your dreams and living in grace, peace, joy, and ease, it may be something completely different from where you are and what you are experiencing in this present moment. And it may be unresolved issues from the past. By bringing it and those issues into the light of day, by acknowledging them, by thanking them, by blessing them, and releasing them, we are no longer affected by the self-perpetuated illusions of unresolved negativity. And remember, if we choose to rise above our humanness and we see a person from an angel's higher perspective, then we will not take anything personally, and we will be able to see them through the eyes of God. And when I ask my angel spirit cards to help give us some more messages to, it was like they're stuck together. This card came slowly out. Here we go. There's the beautiful deer. Deer is a wonderful sign to help us radiate our inner beauty, but we don't push it on anybody, but we radiate it with grace and tranquility and calmness. It reminds us to be tender and compassionate and kind, not only when with others, but also with ourselves, and not only with those who agree with us, but especially those who present contrast to us. At this time of year, many things increase, whether we choose to celebrate the holidays or not, increased lines at the malls, supermarkets, increased traffic, increased crowds, adding to increased frustration. Deer is reminding us, be gentle and loving in difficult situations. So whether you are braving shopping malls, braving holiday traffic, or braving a holiday reunion with your family, the deer energy will help you to be self-confident and determined to create peace and serenity no matter where you find yourself. Deer also is a reminder to engage with the inner child and allow a sense of wonder and enchantment to enter your life. And it might be telling us that it is in this state of grace that we will bring about regeneration and renewal in our lives. And the second card, well, that is Lamb. And Lamb is a very gentle message as well about peace, prophecy, and being patient. It's the bearer that we can only be heard and perceived when we obtain a deep level of stillness. Lamb energy is the honest guidance that we get from a cherished friend or a young child, innocent and honest. And also when we go deep within our soul, and a message of intuition repeats over and over for us. Above all, Lamb wants us to be still and to listen and to receive. This message from Lamb is quite prophetic as we're being asked to create and find stillness over the next 2 weeks leading up to the solar eclipse before new revelations will come out. And that new solar eclipse we'll be speaking about in the second half of the show. So thank you, Lammy, and thank you, dear. You have been listening to me, Claire Candy Hoff, on Angel Healing House Radio, which airs every week on Tuesdays at 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time here on Transformation Talk Radio. Please do come back for the second half. We are going to be speaking about the eclipse. We're going to be speaking about the full moon, the 12-12-12 huge portal of energy that's coming this coming Thursday on the 12th. So please, we're going to come back. If you want to call in for a free angel reading, it's 1-800-930-2819. And we will see you after this quick break.
To see your life from an angel's perspective, book a personal consultation with Claire Candy Hoff, angelic walk-in angel Ariel at Angel Healing House. Candy provides intuitive counseling, Reiki, and angel readings in person in Los Angeles or nationally and internationally via phone or Skype. She will channel the practical tools you need to transform your life. Call now, 831-277-3716, or visit angelhealinghouse.com. Have you discovered the remarkable books at angelhealinghouse.com? Author Claire Candy Hoff has channeled rare books of inspiration and insight.
Angels of Faith is an inspiring story of healing, comfort, and hope that reminds us that death is not to be feared, but embraced with joy.
One True Home, Behind the Veil of Forgetfulness, takes readers on a roller coaster ride through Angel Ariel's five most important lives on Earth, as well as her experiences in the afterlife, and helps us remember our own journey across the veil.
And Claire Candy's autobiography, I Am an Angelic Walk-In, which details the 2003 soul exchange that took place when Claire Candy walked out of her body and Angel Ariel walked in, creating heaven on earth for herself and others.
To find out more about these wonderful books, visit angelhealinghouse.com today.
Back with me, Claire Candy Hoff, on Angel Healing House Radio. I see that we have two callers, one from Los Angeles and one from New York. If you want to call in for a free angel reading, please do call in on 1-800-930-2819. Right before we get to those callers, I do want to speak about three really important astrological and energetic things that are coming up for us. There is a full moon on the 12th, 2 days' time, and it's the last of the decade, the last one before eclipse season, the last one of the year, and it falls on 12-12-2019, which is 12, which will provide a huge energetic doorway through which waves of higher vibrational energy will be steered into the planetary consciousness to assist the joint awakening of the planet. Now, this is what all the individuals, light workers if you call them, have consciously held light and love for the planet, have been waiting for, because the planet has finally shifted into a physical space where it's now possible for her to receive energetic frequencies that are higher in vibration and are more able to assist her in healing the abuse which has been subjected upon her. In essence, the planet is being rebirthed because of the collective heart-centered efforts of those spreading love, forgiveness, unity, and compassion. Now, the advent of 12-12-12 heralds a renewal for all, as the old dense energies that were previously acceptable when the Earth was of a lower dimensional frequency is no longer compatible with her now, and that the Earth's resonance has been sped up and enlightened. As a result, all those who wish to align with their higher vibrational frequencies of enlightenment on the planet must do their clearing work and it's that is necessary to raise their own vibration. Disparate lower energies cannot reside and exist in the same space as higher energies. Remember that like attracts like. Now, the Posse of Angels and my discussion today of releasing the ghosts of holidays past could not have been more timely, for this energetic portal on the 12-12-12 means that we need to release past behaviors, perspectives, and judgment with neither blame or superiority, but in order to reach out to the universe, God at source, and merge more completely with our divinity. That's right, you have a chance to renew yourself with this great opportunity to discover and commit every aspect of who you are to the process of spiritual purification for the express person purpose to awakening as a higher dimensional you. Know that this kind of rebirth and renewal could appear unpleasant for some who feel like they're revisiting past hurts, resentments, regrets for the billionth time. But instead of delving into any shame or blame or negative attachment to the situation, do not center on the event, but put all your focus on your mindset, on your attitude and your perception to it. Ask yourself, how can I positively and lovingly propel myself forward instead of remaining in these stagnant lower blaming energies that have been clouding my energetic field and forcing me to repeat the same circumstances time and time again? Please focus on the good aspect that came out of the situation, the lessons learned, and follow Mother Earth's example by raising your vibration and bringing all aspects of the situation back into divine alignment, compassion, and unconditional love. And by applying a heap dose of gratitude and appreciation to this 12-12 portal, it's bringing us opportunities for clearing and cleansing, sweep behaviors and old attitude that no longer serve us. We now have the possibility of being high vibrational beings, fully encompassing our crystalline light bodies. Very, very important. We have 2 weeks to go before the solar eclipse, and the solar eclipse will reveal more of our divine purpose on the planet. You don't want to get to that eclipse without having looked at, brought back into a divine alignment, anything that is triggering you and making you reactive. You've got homework over the next 2 weeks if you are being triggered or reactive by anything. Let's go to our callers. We have Rue. Hi, Rue from Los Angeles. How are you?
Hi, Claire Candy. You're always on the mark with your radio show. How are you?
I'm very well. Thank you. I am so impassioned by this because the 12-12-12, I think it happens every billionth year, not really, but, you know, every 8,000 years or 100,000 years, whatever. I'm not an astrologer, but it's so infrequent. And for us to get to this stage, it means that all of us who have put our focus on love and light and compassion and unity, we've done a really good job, you know, for Mother Earth to be able to now ascend higher. And it's exciting for us because we get to step into more of our crystalline light bodies, and then it's like Christmas times two, because we have those celebrating December 25th, but then we have this extraordinary solar eclipse on December 22nd, which 26th, which is heralding in our divine light purpose.
It's powerful, powerful times indeed.
Yes. Yes, yes. So what's been happening in your life, lovely Rue?
Well, Claire Candy, I have had a lot come up this year with career possibilities, with thinking about a life partner, but I think what the most something that's most pressing because I've done a couple of Buddhist meditations, and this keeps coming up for me, and I thought I would ask you at this time of the year on this show to address this, is you know, I'm wondering if I'm reincarnated on planet Earth at this time to be a mother, to give birth, to have a child. And I've, ever since I was in my late teens and early 20s, I always thought that I was not incarnated for that, that I'd been there, done that in previous lifetimes, and in this mm-hmm. lifetime, I'm here to be of service in other ways. And except when I go deep in my meditations, you know, I sometimes see a child, and I wonder if it's a child from a past life who's just kind of saying hi, or if it's really a child that wants to come through in this lifetime.
Okay.
So I know it's a big question, but I thought
it is. It is. But it's a wonderful question, and you have the posse of angels running back and forth in my head and showing me different things. Yes, you have been a mother in other lives, and yes, it was a great deal of fruition for you, but there were other things in this life which were more pressing for you. I'm asking if you were to birth a child in this life, and they said not necessarily birth a child, and then I asked if you were to foster a child, and they said no, but this overwhelming desire is because you will be working with children. Do you work with children now?
You know what? You know, I have worked with children in the past, and I have a lovely godson and his two siblings who I'm very close to, and mm-hmm. I'm super close to all the children in my family, and I actually plan to incorporate more children-based services as a volunteer or as a reader in the future, for sure.
Okay, this is really important. Have you written the children's books yet?
No. It's so funny you say that.
They're showing me. You know, they're showing me they're already completed in the etheric level. This is so much a part of your heart. And they're almost going to write themselves when you sit down and you address this. This is just beautiful. Go on about the children's books.
That's fascinating that you say that. You know, I definitely, I'm an actress and a writer and a producer, and I've written on many different levels. In fact, my cousins, who are much younger than me, when they were small, I used to tell them bedtime stories and just make them up. I used to make the wildest stories that would just make them laugh, and they just loved my stories that I would make up when I was about 15 and they were about 5 and 7, and we would just have a great time before they went to sleep. And you know, it's so funny because when I you know, when I'm walking in a grocery store or whatever, and I see a lot of moms with their little toddlers and strollers, and often the children connect with me, and they say to me, the mothers say to me, they don't say hi to just anybody, but they all just really smile at me. And I've been told by a couple of healers that I'm very much on the living in this human life on an astral plane still.
Yeah.
And those children are closer
to the angels, and so they see, they can clearly see that within you.
They just pick up on it because I'm connecting with all these toddlers at Whole Foods, and the moms are like, this does not happen. So, you know, and it's a wonderful feeling, and I feel like I'm one of them. But, you know, my big rhetorical question, as I've asked you, is, am I meant to have them? And it's okay. You know, I don't crave them. My godson's mom, she wanted children in her early 30s, and she got them, and she's seen them through. And we're best friends, and I'm a godmother, and I love being a fairy godmother, and I feel like I'm a mother. I'm a second mother to my younger sister. I very much feel like I'm the higher sort of angelic overseer of my parents.
Yeah.
And I just feel like I have so many roles that kind of take my time and are going to continue to take my time for the rest of my life, you know?
Yeah, yeah. And not only that, they're saying that one or more of these books, it could actually be like a series of books that you're going to be written. And they're showing me animated movies made from
really?
These books.
Amazing, like, amazing. Well, I better get cracking.
Oh my gosh, I love it. I love it. And don't worry, don't worry. Don't worry how old you are. Don't worry, because time, there is no time across the veil. There is time here, but they're saying that once you tune into this and start channeling it, it will be very easy. It'll flow out of you because it's already written. I'm going to go to the cards and see what comes out for you,
yeah.
Rue. I am so excited. So excited. The first card for you, I'm not surprised, is the universe. This is the world card. You have come through a wonderful completion. The 12 year is always, because it's the 12 sign of the zodiac, it's about completion. It's about tying up loose ends. And it's ending with this solar eclipse, which is going to show us the next divine purpose to step into. I've heard from so many people that tell me that the gates are closed and that nothing happens for them. And just because nothing has happened up until now doesn't mean that it's not going to happen. Or, you know, maybe it didn't, you know, won't happen in the way we expect it. But this is the completion and the new beginning for you. And the next card is the partnership card, is the Two of Cups. This, with the angel above it, is showing you partnering with heaven above to bring forth these books and to take more of a role.
Wow.
It's interesting. Wow. They're saying once you partner with the angels and partner with heaven's divine, you know, essence or whatever you want to call that, then that will give you direction. From there, once you volunteer more, that will give you direction more for more of a purpose for working with children. And then the next one is the Three of Pentacles. And this one is being recognized financially for your efforts and your gifts and your talents. So wonderful cards there, Rue. I am so excited for you. Will you please, please keep in touch and tell us about those wonderful books and maybe being made into movies.
Oh, that's such a beautiful thought, Claire Candy. Thank you so much. You know, I did a program through the Screen Actors Guild called Book Pals for 1 year in Los Angeles, where I read once a week to an underprivileged bilingual Spanish English school in Hollywood. And the kids every week just used to say, "We love you, Miss Rue," and they would just come and hug me. There were like 25 of them, and I read to them for a year, and I really feel like maybe I should resurrect that in my life and go back to that program.
Would you send me that link? I would love to get that out to many people. And that's the way that we raise the vibrational frequency on this planet, by giving love. And you did it so beautifully to underprivileged children. And so they felt loved, they felt honored and valued, and they said they loved you. You're making me cry, Rue. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you, Claire Candy. Have a beautiful holiday season to you and yours.
Thank you. Take care. God bless you. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
What a beautiful call. And the love around Rue and her efforts with the children and continued efforts as that solar eclipse is creeping up for us. Let's go to our next caller. We've got Daniela from Bulgaria. Hi, Daniela. How are you?
Hi, Claire Candy. I'm doing fine, thank you. How are you?
I am very, very well. Lovely to hear your voice, sweetheart. What is your question?
My question is, I was wondering, what do the posse of angel have to say and the cards have to say about me and money? I am asking this question because I am not working right now and I'm starting to feel a little bit concerned about all of this. And I was just wondering about that.
All right. Now, you are in the same boat as many people. Don't think that that there are others who are not in this same boat. Because this past year of 2019 was a 12 year, it really got us to take a very, very deep look at ourselves, at what was not in alignment with our health, with our relationships, especially our relationship with ourselves, and the things that we were doing in order to be clear so that we can step into 2020. Now, what the Posse of Angels are saying is, the first thing they're saying is, how is your health?
Well, it's not brilliant. I mean, it's not too good. It's okay. I mean, it's kind of.
Okay. Are you taking steps to improve your immune system by making sure that you eat clean foods, meaning, you know, as organic as you can get, you know, not eating preservatives, coloring, flavoring, additives, all those things that your body reads as poisons, you know, that you keep your thoughts clear and positive and bright, and provide it with exercise. Are you doing all those things?
Yeah. Okay. I think I'm trying. Yes.
Okay. Well, trying and doing are two different things. They're saying really be vigilant. Really be vigilant when it comes to what you put in your body, what thoughts you think, and for you to put more emphasis on your gratitude and appreciation. And if you don't mind, tell us what would you love to do as an opportunity to be, you know, to manifest for you, like our last caller. She loves working with children, and so she's going to volunteer more her services with children. And then the Posse of Angels showed her that it's from there that she will be offered more things.
Yes, well, I would love to work with children as well. But at this time, I'm not working because my health is not so good. I can't at this time.
Okay. So if you can't work at this time because of your health, then that's why the Posse of Angels were bringing that your health up in the beginning, because that's the most important thing. Now, your immune system is the thing inside of you which you have to boost. Okay, so we know that we boost that with our diet. We boost that emotionally by nourishing ourselves with creative activities. Do you like what do you like creating?
Creating. I used to create web pages, Facebook pages and
web pages. Okay. Why did you stop doing that?
Well, it's for health reasons again.
Okay.
They had this period where my health is really not good.
Okay.
And
well,
all I can focus on is health.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm just going to stop you there, Daniela. It's like a catch-22 situation. Your health is not, wasn't good. And so you stop doing what you love doing. And when we stop doing what we love doing, then our health suffers.
Yes.
Okay. So what I would suggest for you to do, since you have a computer and you don't have to go anywhere, you don't have to commute, you don't have to, you know, buy a train ticket pass or a bus pass or anything like that, is to start promoting yourself on social media again and see what comes in. You do that with creativity, you do that with joy and enthusiasm, and it's your joy, excitement, enthusiasm, and excitability that boosts the abundant energies inside of you. It boosts your immune system, and you might be surprised at where this goes. So I would highly suggest that you're looking after yourself physically, mentally. Are you thinking positive thoughts? Are you only having positive, grateful, and appreciative feelings in your heart? Are you doing that, Daniela? Hello, are you there? Have we lost Daniela? Daniela, are you there? It seems like Daniela has dropped out. I was going to continue with Daniela and say that we need, when it comes to our immune system, it's really important that we look after our diet and our exercise, and we look after our mental and our emotional bodies. And spiritually, one of the most important things that we can do is to look at ourselves in the mirror and say, I am enough. I am a child of God, and God has made me in his, her, all that is, creator, source, universe, whatever you want to use, it's reflection, and I am allowed to be creative and happy. We increase the abundance within ourselves, and then what happens is abundance appears in our realities in all kinds of forms. So, Daniela, I hope that has been helpful for you. You can go back and you can listen or watch the last part of this this Facebook Live and this podcast. So, we are almost at the end of the show. I did want to tell everybody to please go to audible.com. One True Home Behind the Veil of Forgetfulness is now an audiobook. And I just wanted to read to you this wonderful, wonderful review. And it says, an absolute joy. I had the pleasure of reading the book, One True Home, and I was so thrilled to hear it come alive so beautifully through this audiobook. Claire Candy Hoff leads the listener through lives and journeys both on and off Earth. With gentle passion, and the other characters and the depictions were wonderful as well. It's hard to find an audiobook that's both exciting and comforting at the same time, but One True Home strikes the balance perfectly. I cannot recommend this audiobook highly enough, and I encourage the questioners, the dreamers, and all others at every part of your spiritual journey to listen to One True Home. Thank you, Ashley R., for that 5-star review. Go on Amazon.com add to the audiobook of One True Home, which is, by the way, the prequel to I Am an Angelic Walk-In, the autobiography of Angel Ariel. All of these books, plus Angels of Faith, the wonderful book for children of all ages, all of these can be found on Amazon.com for spiritual gifts for loved ones, and also for yourself. Thank you, everyone, for listening. Do remember to fashion an absolutely beautiful life for yourself. Love and angel blessings, as always. I look forward to speaking with you again next week. Bye, everyone. Thank you.